This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark and Wang Xiaoning. It's 7:36 a.m. Wednesday the 17th of June, and in about half an hour, as always, we're having the breakfast grill where Roshan Kanasin speaks with Dato' Norman Abdul Halim, Deputy Chairman of FINAS, and Izan Satrina, CEO of Cendana.
Yeah, today's slightly different. It's a special. It's a panel. And we're going to ask, like all industries in the country, film production and the arts have come to a halt, or a complete screeching halt over the last few months, with many out of work as they are unable to continue shooting or performing in public. So now that the economy has kick-started again and movement restriction orders have been eased, the question, of course, is how can the local arts and film scene move forward? So joining us on this breakfast grill is that special panel.
So be sure to tune in later on after the 8 o'clock news. While you're at it, do take a look at our Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, and vote on the poll we have running. We're asking you who should be the Prime Minister candidate for Pakatan Harapan. We've had about 250 votes so far, about an hour and a half left to weigh in on that conversation, and we'll be taking a look at the results quite shortly. But right now, we're taking a look at the fact that consumer goods manufacturers and retailers have been some of the most impacted by government measures like lockdowns and movement restriction orders in order to stem the global spread of COVID-19. But as restrictions around the world ease, how will consumer spending and its recovery, what will it look like? So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Tao Hai Lin, a consumer and retail analyst at Fitch Solutions. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Tao Hai. So what is the recovery looking like now that a lot of countries are starting to ease on restrictions and come out of lockdowns? Which sector is recovering the fastest and perhaps in contrast, the slowest?
Right. So we do expect a sort of a slower recovery going forward because total retail sales is still down 2 to 3 months later after a lockdown from data that we've seen from China. So it's at negative 2.8% even in May 2020. So with regard to which sector is recovering fastest, we'd say that it's food and drink has been doing consistently very well all through the lockdown period and even up till now at about 18.2% growth year on year. And restaurant sales are the ones that are recovering the worst, still in negative territory at negative 31.3%, but also clothing and jewellery are also doing very, very badly in that sense.
And I'm just curious, do you expect this trend to be the same regardless of which country?
We expect that the trend would be similar, but the magnitude might be different. So depending on how well you've come out of your lockdowns, the magnitude might be different. It might be worse, it might be better. But generally, this sort of trends would be the same because food and drink is something that consumers would turn to. Food and drink meaning buy mass grocery retail. So they would turn to that because that's what they want to buy when they are trying to avoid the virus outside. And restaurant sales because it's more expensive and also because it's going to increase their exposure to the virus outside of their house.
So what can you make of consumer priorities around the world when it comes to purchasing patterns and how they consume goods as we head into the next few months?
Right. So we've identified two sorts of trends, so to speak, two characteristics of consumer behavior here at Fitch Solutions. So first is the economic reality. So people are not going to have as much money as they did at the start of the lockdown, so as people lose their jobs or as they accept pay cuts. And the second is that they would have a more stay-at-home mentality, so to avoid the virus and the exposure to the virus even after lockdowns when they are allowed to go out. And we see this in China from data that they have released. So for economic reality, we've seen that jewelry, clothing sales have gone down. And for the stay-at-home mentality, we've seen that actually people are investing a lot more money into their home and decor sales post-lockdown as well. So that is sort of the trends that we see going forward. And exercise equipment sales on the Chinese e-commerce giant JD has also more than doubled in the first week of April. So we see that these would be the two trends that consumers would, the two sort of characteristics that consumers would have post-lockdown.
And how has the retail industry actually reacted to this current situation? Have they responded?
In a sense, some people have and some people have not. So I think the people who have are the ones who've already realized that they need to move down price points. So they need to give discounts, they need to give sales. Then we offer lower priced alternatives to the consumer who's not as well off before the lockdown as opposed to now. So in that sense, some have reacted. And some have also reacted by embracing e-commerce. It's been happening before the COVID-19 situation, and it's continuing now. So those who've embraced e-commerce and used it as an outlet to sell their goods during the lockdown have done a lot better than those who have not.
So what sort of incentives or measures have worked best to spur consumer demand spending as people start to come out of lockdowns and forced movement restrictions?
Right. So on an individual level, the discounts and sales, as I've mentioned before, for an individual firm, that would be very helpful for consumers who are less well off now. The second is a top-down approach. So you could have what China did, which is having tourist vouchers given to some of the provinces and the people within those provinces to encourage them to spend more on domestic tourism or just retail in general. And this is especially so given that we've seen that savings rate during lockdown has increased dramatically in France, in Singapore, among expatriates, and among other localities all across the world as well. So tourist vouchers would be the second measure, top-down measure that you can use to spur consumer demand. And the third that we see here at Fitch Solutions that can help spur domestic demand going forward is having more green corridors for tourism. So there's been a lot of talk between countries that have managed their COVID-19 infections well, that they are going to open up green corridors for tourists and business travelers between their countries. So some of the names that have popped up are South Korea, China, Singapore, as well as New Zealand.
So what kind of long-term effects do you foresee COVID-19 having on consumer behavior?
Right. So Fitch Solutions, we've identified four megatrends that would continue to 2030. And two of these have actually accelerated as a result of COVID-19, and two have slowed. So the two that have accelerated are digitization, as I've sort of mentioned briefly in passing before. So even the sort of baby boomer generation have embraced food delivery. They've embraced Zoom calls. So with that, we expect that digitization will only continue, even among groups that previously we did not expect would digitize themselves so rapidly. The second trend that we see accelerate is healthification. It used to be from an aging population that's more concerned about their health as they grow older. But now, as a result of COVID, we expect that people are going to generally seek for more healthy products from consumer companies because COVID has been seen to hit unhealthy people exceptionally hard. So people with pre-existing conditions have a higher mortality rate. So the two trends that we at Fitch Solutions have seen slow down is sustainability, because previously there were a lot of people who were very concerned about the environment. Now there's a lot less concern because people want to minimize their exposure to the virus. So they have a sort of shift towards one-time plastics to minimize that exposure when they get their food delivery and takeouts. And the last trend that we've seen slow down is premiumization. That's not surprising because the consumer now is less well off. It will take time for them to reach back to their income levels prior to COVID-19. So for example, in the Great Financial Crisis, the UK took about 5 years for their proportion of high income households to reach pre-financial crisis levels.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Tao Hai. That was Tao Hai Lin, a consumer and retail analyst over at Fitch Solutions, giving us a bit of insight into how the consumer demand might change as a result of COVID-19. And he highlighted a couple of traits which were quite interesting. I think we've talked about the fact that digitalization has accelerated as a result of the pandemic. But he also expects to see perhaps, I like his point there about green corridors, because that's also something we've talked about, travel bubbles.
Yeah, but premiumization is coming down. So everybody's going to downtrend because they're going to tighten the belt. So I think that's going to be unfortunate. And it's not just consumers. It's going to maybe even in sectors like cars, for example.
And we're going to be keeping an eye on this indeed as time moves on. But then right now we are heading into some messages. And then up next, we're speaking with Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute on Malaysian Politics. So stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.